Be prepared. That's Jesus' message for today, something you've probably been told many times throughout your life. If you are of a certain age, as I am, you were told in your youth to always carry a dime for a phone call. And then it was a quarter, and then 30 cents. And no, really, you younger folks, there really was a time when there used to be public telephones all over town that anyone could use by putting dimes in them. And that's a funny illustration of the difference between the experiences of different generations. But I actually have a serious point to make about it. You see, the need to be prepared doesn't ever go away, but the things you need to do to be prepared are constantly changing. We do not need to make sure that we have a flask of oil with us, along with our lamps, when we're invited to a wedding. But woe to the one who forgets the phone charger. Because who would even know they had been to a wedding if their smartphone wasn't full of photographic evidence? And batteries are actually probably a helpful comparison to the oil in the parable. We may not exactly understand why the girls who brought the oil couldn't share it with the ones who didn't, but we would certainly understand if the ones who had batteries for their flashlights wouldn't share with the ones who didn't, because with only one battery each, no one would have any light. But what does it mean for us to be prepared in a religious sense? What do we need to do to be ready for the coming of the reign of God, or the return of Jesus, or a call from God to serve, or whatever we may think the bridegroom and the wedding symbolize in this parable? But we're actually going to be spending a whole lot of time talking about the spiritual aspects of preparedness in the near future, because believe it or not, Advent is coming, starting the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and getting yourself prepared to welcome Jesus is one of the themes and the disciplines of Advent. So today, instead of talking about spiritual preparedness, I want to talk about being ready in a more practical way. If we're going to talk about preparedness, readiness as a church family, I suppose the first thing we need to think about before we figure out how to be ready is what it is that we're supposed to be ready for. And that's not a hard question, really, if you're a church. Jesus tells us over and over that as his followers, we are to feed the hungry, to clothe and shelter the poor, to free the captives, and most especially to welcome the stranger. These things, along with loving God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength and loving our neighbors as ourselves, are not only the hallmarks of the reign of God, they are the actions that will accomplish the reign of God. So what do we need to do to be prepared for all of that welcoming and sheltering and feeding and freeing? Well, of course, we need to start by moving the disposition of our hearts towards generosity and welcome if they are not already so disposed. And may I say, as one who is still a relative newcomer and outsider to this community, that this is a community that is well along the way on that front. The people of St. James are as generous and welcoming as any church family I have ever been part of, and more so than most. Whenever a need, whether it's a need of the church, of a member, or a neighbor, is raised up around here, people step up immediately and offer their prayers, the work of their hands, and their money to help out. And it's against the background of that remarkable generosity of spirit and purse in this place that I want to talk a little bit about the stewardship campaign that we're about to start. Now, most of you have been through stewardship season in this or another Episcopal church often enough that you know the drill, and I'm sure that you will do what is needed with a minimum of cajoling so that nothing more needs to be said to you. But there are people here who are not as experienced in the ways that Episcopal churches practice stewardship, so I hope you old hands will bear with me while I explain the basics. First, there's that word, stewardship. We use that word to talk about how we act as stewards, as guardians, as caretakers, as nurturers, of all of the gifts that God has given us. Well, that's what we say, but what we usually mean by the word stewardship is how much of our time, talents, and treasures we are going to commit to God's purposes, and especially to the work of the church and the maintenance and building up of our facilities. And the honest truth is that this community needs all of those things. The time, talent, and treasure of the members, and indeed of the people outside our community, is needed in order to survive and to make a difference to our members and to our neighbors. This beautiful building, the salaries of the staff, the equipment, supplies, the services, and the presence and the funding that we supply for our community needs and for those of the world further away from us are all completely dependent on the generous hearts of all of us, as well, of course, on the generous gifts of treasure and talent that God has given us. And in the Episcopal Church, and this makes us different from some other churches that you may have belonged to, once a year we ask our community to prayerfully look at the gifts God has given each of us, and not only to decide what from those gifts we will give to the church for its mission in the coming year, but then to let the church know what we have decided. This giving plan, and it's just a plan, it's subject to changes in circumstance for better or for worse, is very important because of what I began this sermon talking about, preparedness. Many of the choices that the vestry and I will make about how we're going to use our resources to fulfill our calling from God need to be made at the beginning of the year when the budget is put together. And we cannot make prayerful, responsible decisions without a reasonable idea of what you plan to give to the work of the church in the coming year. Jesus tells us to be prepared. And we need to be prepared not just to keep this building standing and the lights and the heat on and the parking lot cleared of snow and the worship and the programs and the outreach going for the year. We need to be prepared to pass the blessings of this community and all its richness on to those who will gather here in the years to come. In some years, that kind of preparedness is harder than in others. The planning and the building of this marvelous place was full of uncertainties, and those years, I'm sure, brought sleepless nights and knotted stomachs to the vestry, rector, finance committee, and everyone else who had a hand in guessing how much things would cost and how much support people would offer. Well, the search for a new rector brings similar anxieties, though of a much smaller degree. We know that we will have extra expenses next year to send the search committee to interview candidates and to bring candidates here to interview with the vestry, to move the new rector and her or his family here once they've been called, and to celebrate the beginning of a new ministry together. But since we do not yet know who the candidates are or where they'll be coming from, we can only make our best estimate of how to be prepared for those expenses. But we hope that the congregation, that is to say you, will take the need and the uncertainty into consideration as you make your giving plan for the year. Prayerfully and hopefully, consider how much of your time, which of your best gifts and talents, and what percentage of your income you and your family are called to offer to the life and work of this community. And then say another prayer and decide if you're able to make an extra one-time offering for the special expenses of calling a new rector. And then let us know right away what you have been called to offer, not only so that we can begin planning for next year's budget, but so that we can make our stewardship campaign brief and joyful rather than long and annoying. That would also be a ministry, since constantly talking about money and the neediness of the church is not the most inviting way to welcome strangers into our family, and welcoming strangers is, after all, one of the main things Jesus wants us to be prepared to do. Now, next week, Blix and Lucy Winston, who are our stewardship chairs, will have the pulpit for one more sermon about being prepared and about being the beloved community of God as expressed through our stewardship. And at that time, we will distribute forms for reporting your giving plan to the financial recorder. But please don't wait until then to begin thinking and praying about how to respond to God's generosity to you. Because that is something we are called to be prepared to do at all times and in all places. Amen.